Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick, your first taste of postseason baseball. We'll get you into the specifics of some of these at-bats, what you're thinking. But first of all, I mean, are you kidding me? How was your first step into the lion's den of playoff baseball?
I thought that was pretty fun. I don't know about you guys, but I had a good time out there tonight.
Well, so you go from, you know, a whirlwind of the last week of the season where you don't know if you're going to make the postseason roster. Then you make the postseason roster. You don't know if you're gonna start. Then you get the start, right? And you're facing a guy in Max Fried. You come up with some really big swings. Just tell me how you were feeling, what you're seeing at the plate.
Yeah, I feel just faced him actually a couple weeks ago and had some couple good at-bats. So honestly felt pretty comfortable against him. And I kind of just tend to enjoy these types of moments. So something that just felt pretty comfortable, as weird as that may sound.
Yeah, I would say.
Nick, that second hit you got, that double, obviously scouting report. You're going to try to take advantage of Judge, right? Like off the bat, is that what you're thinking right away? I'm going to challenge this?
Yeah, I think, I mean, first of all, that bat by Rafaela before me was yep. incredible. Never yep. faced Weaver, so getting to see basically all of it before I step in the box was huge. And then, yeah, you're exactly right, I think. They kind of took a little bit to pick it up. I don't know if there was miscommunication or what. And then, yeah, just kind of backhand going away from the base. I'm going to challenge the arm, and it worked out.
So, Sogi, you guys have a few guys who are fresh to this type of baseball in this part of the year. How important has Alex Bregman, Story, Lowe, Chapman, these guys who've been there in these spots, how important have they been to you guys?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of like that backbone, you know, so not a lot of us have experience, but just trying to slow it down. You know, Rafaela was pretty cool to be with for a lot of this. He's like, he kept saying, I feel nothing. So trying to just treat it like another road series in New York and win the series.
I feel something, I'll tell you that much. Last one for you, Nick. That dude on the mound, well, both of them, but the guy who went 7 1/3 with 11 strikeouts, I mean, it is spectacular to watch him pitch, and he's just so calming to everyone, I would imagine. What's it like to play behind Garrett?
It's incredible. We all call him Beast, and he is. We think he's the best in the world, and he showed it tonight.
Yes, he did. Thanks so much, Sogi. You were awesome, and what a big win. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.